Study finds 22% of Michigan adults do not want children. By Nick Gilbertson on August 10, 2022. More than 20% of adults in Michigan, and nearly 25% of men in the state, do not want to have children, according to a study. The study, conducted by Michigan State University Associate Psychology Professor Zachary P. Neal and Jennifer Watling Neal, was published by Nature.com on July 25 and examines different desires among adults when it comes to having children. Participants were divided into six groups: parents, who have children, whether they are biological, step, or adopted, not yet parents who plan to have children, undecided folks, which includes those who are unsure if they want children, child-free individuals, who do not desire children, childless people, who do not plan on having children but wish they did or could have, and ambivalent folks who do not plan on having children and are undecided as to whether they wish they did or could have had children. The study found that 49.62% of adult Michiganders are parents, making up the largest population, while 21.64% of participants were classified as child-free. Responses from men and women differed among these two demographics, with only 44.4% of men reporting themselves as parents, as opposed to 54.86% of women. Moreover, nearly a quarter of men, 24.86%, do not want children, versus the 17.99% of women who decided against becoming parents. Among the total number of respondents, just 9.58% said they were not yet parents, but wanted to have children in the future. Another 5.72% said they do not plan on having children but wish they did or could have, and 3.55% were ambivalent. Neal noted. These prevalence estimates are consistent with one recent estimate, 27%, obtained using desire-based measures 13, but are substantially higher than past estimates, 2.2-9%, obtained using fertility-based measures 33, 35, 36. There are multiple possible explanations for this discrepancy, including that past estimates systematically undercounted child-free adults by excluding infertile adults who did not want children, and that the prevalence of child-free adults has grown over time. In either case, our findings suggest that a large proportion of the adult population do not have children and do not want them. The study also gauged the age at which those who do not want children made their decisions, finding that the vast majority decided in their teens, 34.04%, and 20s, 31.84%. Another 17.14% of the voluntarily childless population settled on not having children in their 30s, as did 6.46% in their 40s. Just 3.6% did so while younger than 10 years old. Nearly 7% of the child-free population decided they did not want children once they reached the age of 50 or older, but that subgroup was overwhelmingly driven by men. Interestingly, more men in the 50 and older demographic settled against having children than men in their 40s, while the 50 and older demographic was the smallest subgroup among child-free women. The difference between men and women in the 50-plus population could very well be linked to fertility and viability differences between men and women, though the study does not make that correlation. Neal noted. Our analysis of age to decision suggests that the majority of child-free adults report that they are early articulators who decided in their teens or 20s that they did not want children, rather than postponers who decided that they did not want children much later in life. This represents a shift in decision-making from the 1970s when only one-third of child-free adults were estimated to be early articulators. The study sampled 1,500 adults in Michigan, which included an oversample of 500 parents.